Hello, friends, and welcome to another exciting round of your Beer Thursday show. We are your hosts, Jay and Shane, and we are so happy that you've chosen to join us again.
Howdy. Week.
Shane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm happy. I'm getting a little excited that maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel for this whole COVID-19 thing. Perhaps, maybe even by July, perhaps, maybe we'll be able to actually have, maybe July 4th, have small gatherings to celebrate the 4th of July, our country's independence.
You will have after this comes out, you will have had your second round of the COVID vaccinations, right?
Well, and the great thing is
you haven't had it yet.
Well, I did have the first round, and all that did was make me talk funny. Oh wait, no, that made me talk normal. What? Anywho,
it's hard to tell.
So one of the sad things, one of the many, many sad things about the COVID over the last year is, there's a lot of things that we couldn't do anymore. And for me, being as huge of a movie guy, I love going to the movies. I used to go. Sometimes I'd go out. Sometimes I'd go every week. Sometimes at least a couple times a month, and all that ended. You can't go to movies anymore. But now that things are starting to open back up, movies are starting to premiere in theaters and on streaming services on the same day, and they're gradually moving to where movies will premiere in theaters strictly. As they start to open back up, the rules have changed, I understand, where movie theaters will have the opportunity to show movies for 30 days before they'd be allowed to go to a streaming or a pay on-demand situation. That's my understanding. I could be wrong or I could be right.
Nobody knows.
You never know.
It's either way.
But so in this particular round of Beer Thursday, we asked the question, movie theaters, will you go again and when? Shane, I propose that question to you, or pose it. I'm not going to propose because I'm already married.
Let's apropos it.
Okay.
It's related. We saw Tenet in the theater opening weekend, and we went to the theater and, They had, it's usually general admission, but they had switched to where you would buy certain seats. And so we went and there were four other people in the theater. And so we went ahead and purchased tickets. And so we saw it and we were sitting in the back. And then there was another couple that was sitting kind of towards the right, about halfway down. And then there was another couple that was towards the front on the left side. So we were pretty well spaced in there, and it was really nice.
That's great.
So have you not been to? So that was our favorite movie theater, and because of all this, it ended up closing. And
it closed because you saw Tenet?
No, it closed because nobody was going, so they couldn't pay their rent, so they went out of business.
That's kind of rude. For them to close just because you saw a Tenet.
And we didn't even get to the part where we figured out why everything was going the way that it was going for that movie, in case anyone hasn't seen it yet. And so it was going out of business, and they had announced their last day. And so on the very last day, we kind of did the same thing and went with some friends, and including the three of us and our three friends. There were eight people in the theater for the very last day. And we went and we saw Nightmare Before Christmas, which was not a new release. And still, it was a really nice experience to have the whole thing to yourself, but it won't happen again there because they're not out of business.
That's a shame. There's a lot of great, like Alamo Drafthouse recently, I believe they filed bankruptcy and they've been purchased by another company, but their original venue in Austin is one of the victims that's closing. They're going to keep some of their theaters open, but there's going to be a lot that are going to end up being casualties. And as you know, I really love the Alamo Draft House because of their
quirkiness. Well, the one that you go to, will it survive?
I don't know. I hope so. That, and speaking of Tenet, and speaking of movies during COVID, during that brief period where things started to open back up a little bit, we saw Tenet, or I saw Tenet there, and it was a similar situation. I pretty much had the whole row to myself.
Nice.
And I ordered popcorn, and the popcorn at that theater, it comes in a big giant tin bowl, but it was covered with saran wrap. Everything was just, you know, they were doing all the right things. Heck. When I walked in the door of the movie theater, there was a station there. There were several, you know, people with, you know, the stuff with the
hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that's the one. But there was someone right at the door, a little station set up, and they were taking people's temperatures as they're walking in. And if they had a fever, they'd be turned away. So that was, I did that, and I saw Tenet there. And then a little while later, Cinemark was doing this thing where you could rent out the theater, and our friend rented out the theater. So we went to see Ghostbusters at Cinemark, and it was us, my wife's friend, my friend too, her daughter and her daughter's friend. So there were five people total in the theater.
Yeah. Which is nice, but they can't survive with that.
Ooh, maybe. No, they can't, but maybe I would love to see movies like that.
Maybe renting out a theater and showing something would be a great way for episode 100 of Beer Thursday.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. And maybe I'm sure that theaters are open to that right now.
Probably. They would love to have Beer Thursday. You, me,
they would.
Brian, Kiki, Tim, the rest.
Yeah, I think we... Who would
Trey go? Trey? Come on, Trey.
He might. We could ask Trey.
Well, it is time for what we in the biz like to call toast. Breaking bottles. Spewing beer all over your microphone. And
sorry.
Spew the beer.
Seems I have a drinking problem. I have a problem setting my drink down.
Apparently.
Huh. Well, so you got a toast for us.
Yeah. And since this is not the third episode we're recording tonight and we're drinking the same thing, I am not drinking Jameson with my Guinness. I am not. That is not what I'm doing.
Well, then in that case, I am not drinking my Dalmore single malt 12-year scotch with my Rar and Sons Adios Pantalones, which is another one of those
Pantalones.
It's another one of those beers that they call a craft beer. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, Shane, but craft beers are beers that are made that they have a higher content of alcohol, and they're made locally. A lot of places make them, and they come up with these great ideas and recipes for their beer, and they're usually a lot more expensive than regular beer. And this one in particular, this Adios Pantalones, is probably my favorite of the craft beers, and it's made by Rahr and Sons right there in Fort Worth, Texas.
Rahr.
But I digress.
Good choice. A little bit.
So how about that toast?
Okay, as soon as you finish drinking your beer.
Damn it. I keep doing that.
Another day, another bender. No retreat, no surrender. Oh, wait, you got to pour.
Oh, there we go. Cheers. Was that it?
That was it. Glad you liked it.
You, can you repeat that? Because I forgot to listen.
Another day.
I was preoccupied.
Tholium.
Suffering thuckatash. It's tholium again. No, I'm just kidding. I heard it. Salute, my friend.
Cilantro.
That was a good one, by the way. Don't ask me to repeat it.
Well, so we enjoyed the premiere of Wonder Woman at home.
Yeah.
So yeah. As much as we love the movie theaters, I think we might stick with the premieres at home for a while. Because I also think that all those buildings aren't going to turn into skating rinks or anything. Somebody's going to buy those theater houses and open up another movie theater in there. And all we have to do is hope that the popcorn is as good.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the movies like Cinemark and places like that are going to still be around.
Yeah.
Some of them at least. And I'm hopeful about the Alamo Drafthouse. I will tell you this, maybe by summer I might feel comfortable going to a movie again, but I would hope that they would have the guidelines that they had when we went, during that brief opening when Tenet was, where people had to wear masks and the whole social distancing. I mean, I realize hopefully by then there'll be, you know, hopefully by then we'll have herd immunity where, you know, we'll kind of kick this disease's ass, but
that's what I heard.
Regardless, you know, it's always a good idea to err on the side of caution. But I'm kind of with you as far as watching movies at home, because I don't know if you got, obviously you have HBO Max because you watched Wonder Woman.
We had it.
Yeah. Well, so they are premiering all these great Hollywood movies directly on HBO Max, but some of them are also premiering in the theater, like the new King Kong versus Godzilla. Later this month, which was last month now, is coming out, came out on HBO Max at the same time it came in theaters. They had
great
So there's a lot of great big blockbuster movies that that you can use, can stream. And what's great about HBO Max, and we don't work for them, but they can certainly be a sponsor if they'd like.
They could.
They're kind of expensive. But those movies that are premiering in theaters at the same time that they have, that's a part of their properties, they're not charging extra for. It's a part of your normal subscription. Unlike Disney Plus, where if you want to watch a Mulan when it comes out, it's going to be $20, which is still a good deal when you think about it. You know, that's
not bad. So is that more or less than a Starbucks?
You know, it's I would say at home, if you're watching at home, it's probably going to cost you a little bit more than your average Starbucks, unless you get a venti, and because those are the tall ones, right?
They're the 20 ounce ones.
Yeah, there's grande, which is the medium ounce one.
Yes.
And there's venti, it's the tall one. Now, what's the smallest one?
It's the tall.
Is that one just called?
It's the 8 ounce.
That's okay. Yep. Is that which one is the one they call tall? But it's not.
That's the tall. Yeah, it's the 8 ounce. It's the small one. there's also a 30. If you want a really big one, you can get a 30 ounce. It's not on the menu, really? But you can get a 30. Yes.
What is called? It's a tracheotomy, you said?
Tracheotomy. Train Ride, 16 coaches long.
Train wreck. Speaking of train wrecks, I think it's time to what?
Yeah, well, you could get for with HBO Max instead of spending all the money that you would spend at the movie theater, you could you could have your HBO Max, watch your movies at home, make your own popcorn, mm-hmm. which could be good. Mm-hmm. Then you could also buy Starbucks. You could buy a Starbucks and you could join the Beer Thursday Patreon page all for the price of a movie and a Starbucks minus nice the movie segue. And Starbucks. Yes.
That was a beautiful segue, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed. Okay. That's a different movie. That's not the right one. But yes, join it and you'll get the dirty shows that we record at the
I was trying to lay out on you, but I can't help it. That was hilarious.
You'll get some unedited shows and a little more laughs per chance. And you get to be our friend. And you can join us right here next time on the upcoming wonderful round of
Beer Thursday theme song.
Your finger just always flips off.